want to discuss ways in which they could do me in. Neville Younger. I can tell you that's one reason you ought to be glad to be here, but I'd like to be here because Neville Younger wouldn't do me in. I'd do him in before he did me in. I can tell you that. I'm sure tired of these motherfuckers. Attorney General of a state that's supposed to be a republic, supposed to be one of the largest areas, government areas in the world. I think only six or seven principalities or governments or sovereign states above California, and the Attorney General gathered together to have a meeting around me, and he isn't quite satisfied that he can get something to nail me with, so he wants to call in somebody else a month later. About my past. He didn't even have anything about my present. I don't know what the hell he got about my past he wants to nail me with. He wants to talk about the roses. That isn't anything he can nail me with because it's not his jurisdiction. He has nothing to do with the roses. If you don't know anything about the roses, that's your problem. How many remember the roses? You know, I thought some of you might remember the roses. If you don't remember the roses, you all are guilty, so you might as well know about the roses. You're in, that makes you one of us. And may one of us make you go with us. You don't know about the roses. How many know about the roses? You don't know about the roses. You never heard about the roses? My God, I told it in front of the whole congregation. Because it was one of those low cycles when it looked like the world had come to its end. I wanted us to go down in history for the truth of what I really had been. Well, I think a few things didn't get over to Vietnam that were headed that way. You surely now remember that. Choo-choo. Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. Choo-choo. Now, how many remember the roses? You people kill me. I know some of you are there and you don't remember it. Spent a whole service talking about it. Well, he couldn't be interested in that because that's not his jurisdiction. That's the federal boys that'd be interested in that. They want to bomb little children. I just stopped several thousands of little children, mothers and grandmothers and grandfathers and so forth, from being bombed into oblivion for being guilty of no crime other than being of another political persuasion than the Yankee imperialists would accept, primarily because they were another race, because people who turned socialist in Europe and they never dropped napalm jellies on them, but when anybody that was of another skin color began to turn towards that direction, they dropped napalm jellies and anti-personnel weapons. Some of you have forgotten those horrible days, I guess. Weapons that would drop and splinter off and cut holes through them, make little, just like slivers of razors that would go through 1,000 pieces in one body. Well, I stopped a little bit of that. And shortly thereafter, the Vietnam War turned down to a halt. But that would be a federal matter. So what the local yokel wants, I do not know. And it has nothing to do with the present, something I've done in the past. Well, Jesus Christ, I can think of nothing I've done at all but that. Nothing he'd be interested in. That shows you the evil of America. That instead of ministering about what to do about young people on drugs, or what to do about old people being mugged every day in the streets, unemployment, or all the vice and crime that affects those poor and impoverished, the working class. Instead of meeting on that, he has a whole goddamn state session on what we can do to nail Jones. And didn't have enough people there, so he's calling it for next month. That's my reason to tell you right now, because I'd like to go back. I'd like to be back there, though I hate that country. I'd like to be back there to do me a few little... I'd make some roses. I'd give some people some roses. But I don't think that would help my babies here. And so I go on doing what I learning to do, becoming a farmer. We're all going to have to learn more about farming. We're going to have to learn about this topsoil and the danger of misusing and abusing this topsoil. We have to be very careful how we use it. Everybody's got to become a farmer, got to be familiar with it. Because this is a rich, rich land for many things, but we've got to protect our soil and fertilize properly. Know all the ways to fertilize. We ought to have our own compost fields being set up, and we ought to be getting more shell. We ought to have all we got. I don't know how much shell we got left. We ought to think about that a little bit later. Seashell. We ought to know how to make it. We ought to know how to do everything by every means possible. Prawn is a form of chicken feed. We ought to know how to do that. things I'm beginning to learn, but we need to learn more. We need to learn how to make chicken feed from shells. You people in the poultry department ought to be on to this, and we ought to be bringing information and reports every week. Progress report. Right here. Right on. I figure we can do more, and so I never was a farmer. Jesus Christ. I knew there was ground, and I knew that there was something more than that, much more I didn't know. I picked a lot of potatoes with the old pitchfork, a lot of potatoes. And I picked a lot of tomatoes because we had to eat. And I picked a lot of strawberries. But fuck, I got them out. I didn't get them in. So I didn't know anything about that. But you folk, some of you knew a lot more about that than the rest of us. But I came down here and was willing to be a farmer for the benefit of those that I knew needed me. But as far as looking back that mess, and I hear that people out there that talk about the music.
Talk about the goddamn shit you ate and talk about where you've been. I hope that's been somewhat disconcerting because I should not be in the conversation. Anybody that's heard any of them talking about that should stand on their feet and shouldn't matter if they don't take a long night meeting to have to go into those little petty shit things. Anybody talking about that garbage can, I never interest myself in that garbage can. I have to stop here and think. I don't know the address of my church right now. I'm going to do it, but I don't know what the fuck address of the can. Something. I don't care, no, don't bother with it. I'm forgetting that I'll get the rest of it. I don't know the mayor's name in San Francisco. Don't know the son of a bitch. Tell me right now. I know the one before, and real quick, I'll hear it, but it's my story. I got it, yeah. Well, here I stand. Thank you, darling. What's Neil? Neil wants to piss. Is that what somebody else is waving his hand about? Okay, Neil, you can go pee-pee. In Chinese, if you please. What reasons do you feel in your mind and heart? Because some of you seem to have a reluctance to think this about socialist land, talk about rules and regulations. I'd love to back there to try to nail you across. Huh? If it weren't Neil, you, Neil, and somebody else, how'd you like to do that? So you got about the fucking rules all the time. Neil Newton now has been set up on conspiracy to murder. They didn't want to satisfy the guy in charge of the murder of a young teenager that never existed. They never been able to find the corpus collector. They didn't know she had a beginning or end. They didn't know the bitch. An invention of their capitalist mind. And now they've been investigating on that. So now they got him nailed with conspiracy to murder. He don't know. He's trying to find a way out. He had to go home to find it. He thought he was going to find justice in the courts. A lot of you dumbass liberals. You fuck-faced liberals and people who have the academic backgrounds and some of the people who have law backgrounds like Timstone. I think they'll give us justice. Yeah, justice. They're hunting him in foul continents right now. Dumbass white. If he'd been a little black, he wouldn't have gone back to work for just us. Just us, that's right. Richard Pryor, you know when you go to the courtroom, you see just us. Just us black folks. Just us poor folks. The hell they lie, it's a Huey Newton the other day. There were 200 folks there. 200 people in the whole goddamn state of California. Two black folks. And our delegation was one-fourth of the entire group, and the two black folks were from our temple. When a black person signed up with Huey Newton and his child, all of them were white. 200 of them. And most of them do it because they got the money and they think they can afford to be different. Blessed quietness. Tell me more about America, 1977, why you don't want to go back there. Arguably, tell me why you want to go back there so we can re-educate your value system. Well, what about you tonight? You think you've been doing better? You want to go back to America?
That direction, they drop napalm jellies and anti-personnel weapons. Some of you forgot those horrible days, I guess. Weapons that would drop and splinter off and cut holes through them, make just like slivers of razors that would go through 1,000 pieces in one body. Well, I stopped a little bit of that. Shortly thereafter, the Vietnam War turned down to a halt. But that would be a federal matter. So what the local wants, I do not know. And it has nothing to do with the present, something I've done in the past. Well, Jesus Christ, I can think of nothing I've done at all but that. Nothing he'd be interested in. That shows you the evil of America. That instead of ministering about what to do about young people on drugs, what to do about old people being mugged every day in the streets, unemployment, all the vice and crime that affects those poor and impoverished, the working class, instead of meeting on that, he has a whole goddamn state session on what we can do to nail Jones. And didn't have enough people there, so he's calling for next month. now, because I'd like to go back. I'd like to be back to, though I hate that country, I'd like to be back to do me a few little, I'd make some roses. I'd give some people some roses. I don't think that would help my babies here. And so I'd go on doing what I learned to do, becoming a farmer. We're all going to have to learn more about farming. We have to learn about this topsoil, the danger of misusing and abusing this topsoil. I've been very careful how we use it. Everybody's got to become a farmer. Got to be familiar with it. Because this is a rich, rich land for many things, but we've got to protect our soil, fertilize properly, know all the ways to fertilize, whatever our own compost. A field is being set up and we ought to be getting more shell. We ought to have all we got. I don't know how much shell we got left. We ought to think about that a little bit later. Seashell. We ought to know how to make it. We ought to know how to do everything by every means possible. Prawn is a form of chicken feed. You ought to know how to do that. Things I'm beginning to learn, but we need to learn more. We need to learn how to make chicken feed from shells. You people in the program department ought to be on to this, and we ought to be bringing information and reports every week. Progress report. Right here. Right on. I figure we can do more, and so I knew a farmer, Jesus Christ. I knew there was ground, and I knew that there was something more than that, much more I didn't know. I picked a lot of potatoes, because we had to do that to eat. I picked a lot of, dug up with a pitchfork a lot of potatoes. And I picked a lot of tomatoes because we had to eat. And I picked a lot of strawberries. But fuck, I got them out. I didn't get them in. So I don't know anything about that. But you folks. So you knew a lot more about that than the rest of us, but I came down here and was willing to be a farmer for the benefit of those that I knew needed me. But as far as looking back that mess, and I hear the people out there that talk about the music.
And talk about the goddamn shit you ate and talk about where you've been. I hope that's been somewhat discontinued because that should not be in the conversation. Anybody that has heard any of them talking about that should stand on their feet. They should write it so we don't take a long night meeting to have to go into those little petty shit things. But anybody talking about that garbage pen, I never interest myself in that garbage pen. I had to stop here and think. I don't know the address of our church right now. It's on Gary Boulevard, but I don't know what the fuck address block it was in. Something. I don't care to know. Don't bother with it. I'm forgetting that. I want to forget the rest of it. And I don't know the mayor's name of San Francisco. Don't know the son of a bitch. Can't even remember right now. I remember the one before him, the old crook, Alioto, but Moscone. Now I got it, yeah. Little water here on the stand. Thank you, darling. What's Neil? Neil wants a piss? Is that what somebody else is waving his hand about? Okay, Neil, you can go pee-pee in Guyanese, if you please. What reasons do you feel in your mind and heart? Because some of you seem to have a reluctance to sing, this is our socialist land. I've talk about rules and regulations. How'd you like to be back there where they're trying to nail you to the cross? Or, if they weren't nailing you, nailing somebody else, how would you like to be there? Some of you gripe about the fucking rules all the time. Huey Newton now has been set up on conspiracy to murder. Wasn't satisfied. They got him charged with the murder of a young teenager that never existed. They never have been able to find the corpus delicti. Don't even know she had a beginning or an end. Don't even know the bitch. An invention of their capitalist mind. And that wasn't enough to nail him on that. So now they got him nailed with conspiracy to murder off the witnesses. He wanted to go back too. He don't now. He's trying to find a way out, but he had to go home to find it. He thought he'd going to find justice in the courts. A lot of you dumbass liberals, you fuck-faced liberals and people who've had the academic backgrounds, and some of our people have law backgrounds like Tim Stone, I think they'll give us justice. Yeah, justice. They're hunting him in five continents right now. Dumbass, white. If he'd been a little black, he wouldn't have won back to for justice. Just us, that's right. Richard Pryor says, all you go when you go to the courtroom, you see just us. Just us. Just us black folk. Just us poor folk. They held a rally for Huey Newton the other day. There were 200 folk there. 200 people in the whole goddamn state of California. Two black folk. And our delegation was one-fourth of the entire group, and the two black folk were from our temple. Wasn't a black person standing up with Huey Newton in his trial. All the rest of them were white. 200 of them. And most of them doing it because they got a little money and they think they can afford to be different. Blessed quietness. Tell me more about America, 1977, why you don't want to go back there. Or if you do, tell me why you want to go back there so we can re-educate your value system. Jerry, what about you tonight? They say you've been doing better. Do you want to go back to America? Come on, Jerry, talk about it. You don't want to tell me the truth.
Nuclear war ends off. Most of the power will be destroyed. I just want to go back when probably it's taken over by the socialists.
When the nuclear wars come and they blast everything to dust and you can't drink the water and you won't be able to breathe the air, and you're going back after it's been taken over the socialists, what are you going to do? Your apartment will be blown to hell.
It was always in my impression that that some of us would go back and help take over the states.
Well, after the radiation sets, you know, I will, but there won't be anything alive. Be damn little alive in the United States. In caves, they'll come back out of caves. And most of them will be white, because us blacks, so all the ones we didn't get to freedom will all be blown up, because they don't give us no caves. They don't give us no bomb shelter, so I'd be going back to help white folk. Now, you want to make another case for me to go back there?
That's true, but most of the white people that would be coming out would be a small minority, because it'd be rich people that would be coming out, so...
Okay, what are we going to do with the land when we get it? Build you an apartment, so you, with the first month check, buy your car, and the next month check, get your apartment. And I read one of your notes, I think, like that, or some way I got the impression you first check, you're going to tell your mother that or something, you first check, you're going to get your car. Anybody help you understand that what you don't do with the first check? You can't buy a fucking car if you a year. And then the wheel will fall off. If you buy it with 1 year's wages, the damn wheel will fall off. But I think the first check you're going to buy a car, and the second check you're going to do something else. I don't know what else. What are we going to do with it, Jerry, after we get it?
Take it over and make it our own.
Have you ever heard about radiation, son?
I have.
What are we going to do with it?
I figured we could just wait a while till the radiation cools down. And then,
well, I'll tell you, son, your balls will have done shrunk up by the time that has happened. About 50 years. And I'm not even talking about plutonium, some of the worst byproducts, but I'm talking about the major effect so you'll be safe to wander around. How old are you now?
18.
You'll be 68 fucking years old. And one will hang lower than the other, and your knees will be bent. I like that, Jerry. You're getting on your way to recovery when you can laugh about it. Jerry laughed on that. He broke out in a laugh. He quit it quick, but he laughed for a moment. And you won't be able to see because you'll be half blind. How are you going to drive that fucking car that you get on the first month pay?
I figure if we go back and probably kill off the white folks that
you're going, Jerry. You're my best teaching against going back, Jerry. Keep on.
I just figure this way.
You figure this way. Come on.
It would be no sense in just letting good land go to waste. You know, I figure we could use it.
you lazy ass folks. We got 27,000 acres. Why the hell would you want to get out and do something with this land?
Well, I do. I've been working hard and stuff. I would like to contribute to help develop this land.
Now, if you do that till you're 68, we'll let you go back.
but in the meantime, I figured we could. It wouldn't really be nothing wrong with it. I figured we could set up little colonies in America.
You're bound to drag us in this, aren't you?
if the Soviet Union wins the nuclear war,
they will. You can bet your ass on that.
Well, if they win it, either they'll come in and take over. Or I figure the congregation here
Shit, Jerry. What are you gonna do with all the kids you and Penny will have by that time who've grown up and had kids? Jerry, you ought to go on a stage. You're gonna make it as a comedian. You're really good for us. Go ahead. You figured that the congregation's gonna do what?
I figured the congregation here would go back and run things and just, you know, make.
There's 800 of us. That'll mean one in every county.
What we could do is
how are we gonna do?
I don't know. We could do like the early pioneers that just, well, some half, well.
Get our ass killed by a few Indians. That's all we do.
Half of us stay here, and another half, like, say, goes to a small state like New Jersey or something like that. And whatever left of it,
you're good for the soul, Jerry.
Whatever left of it, take it over. Because if we don't take it over, the countries that won the war will probably come in.
Well, they're Soviets. They're socialists.
And take it over.
Well, let them do it. Jesus Christ. They got radiation shields and all that kind of stuff, and radiation counteracting medication. Hell, I ain't fucking with that mess. What do you want with that? What you got? United States and you got it all over you, Johnny.
Well, I really, at the present time, I really don't want to go back. Only, yeah. I want to go back for the reason just to take it over, you know. But not, I mean, just not me by myself. I mean,
you want to, I know. You want to take 799 more of us. I know, I heard you.
I mean, I figured just take what's left of it, take it over, because the people that will survive, they really won't be enough to keep people out, you know, fire
them
out.
No, they won't. They won't be enough to keep anybody out, but they, in toothless swabs of their long, stringy white hair coming down the side of their faces, I don't know whether they're worth taking over. Their balls all radiated away and sunk up in them. The satisfaction will be that they'll all be melted away, but a lot of good people will be melted with them. Those honkies that we hate not to, those oppressors, are all going to be wiped out. There'll be damn few of them, and they have to stay in their caves forever. What are they going to come out to?
I figure they'll come out to...
Here's a radiologist. Here, let him tell you a little better. He's in charge of X-ray.
Jerry, I want to ask you something. You know what radiation burn is? Have you ever seen it? It's a sore that never heals. There's no healing for it. You get it all over your body, and finally you die from it. And after they drop a bomb, it depends on which kind of bomb they drop. The least one is 50 years. The longest one is 1,600 years. You're going to have grass. This is what you're going to farm. It's going to be nothing but like that.
Dirt.
Dirt. It's going to look like that.
Well, nothing grow.
Nothing will grow on it.
Except cockroaches.
That's right.
They're supposed to get maybe 100 times their size.
Yeah. If you've ever seen radiation burn, you wouldn't even talk about it.
After nuclear war, all that you have is dirt and cockroaches big as a bulldog. You going to take them over, Jerry?
If that's the case, I wouldn't do it. But I was just I was just thinking of the collective when I thought about taking it over.
Right, son.
Because I figured, like, if we took it over, we could export certain things back here.
Yeah, cockroaches.
to help us, like things, like certain farm, like certain things that'll grow here, and certain things. That
I know we're gonna get to this. What is it you missed, Jer?
My head's been opened up a little bit.
Oh, you're good. In fact, matter, I think you've made tremendous recovery. You wouldn't be able to laugh at yourself. You're doing real well, son. We're just having a little fun together. You're doing real well.
My head's opened up a little bit. I see. I see now, but I don't want to go back now, you know. I don't want to go back now. Mm-hmm. At first I did, you know. But the reason why I had to go back...
When I met Penny, she changed me. But what the plight of the working man is, and the position of it, and the privilege of it. Now, if it's half well off, we'll go back there. You bet your ass, because that's where we came from. But as he described, it's a very low, low chance that's going to be the kind of place that we find anything but cockroaches and mud. And rain, if it rains, it'll rain radiation. It'll peel your skin off. If you get out in the sun, you can only be out for 30 minutes a day for several months after a nuclear holocaust has passed by 25 to 50 years. That don't sound like living to me. We're in a place where there's natural protection against it. There's no radiation coming our way. The wind currents have been kind to us. None of it's fallen in this jungle. And we've got all the room in the world to go further south if we want to and settle any place we want to. Because all those so-called governmental bureaucratic shithead systems will be completely overthrown and dropped. We can go wherever we want to. And 800 strong, make a hell of an army. You saw, and we ought to review mighty, mighty, mighty often, we ought to review that film, Only One Blade of Grass. You saw what about 25 did as they worked their way up to the best land that there was left. 800 of us working ourselves together. That's why we ought to get our wrinkles ironed out, our difficulties, so we can be one people, because we can go goddamn near any place we want to go. You're right there. We can go damn near any place we want to go if we're 800 strong. If some fucker thinks he can do it better with 25 and he can split off this and that, then we'll be in trouble. But 800 against anybody is a formidable foe. Formidable. I don't think some of them relate to that. And thank you, son. I was just using you as a kind of a reference point. And I appreciate the growth I've seen in these past few days. I'm very proud. Thank you. Anybody know right now why you don't want to go? To come back in a fit of rage and get her. And they calculated that she was expendable. We have absolute proof that they were willing to expend her, to have her killed, knowing that full well somebody in my movement would want to kill her for all she's done to me. And she's too stupid not to realize that. One man that's already turned evidence against us has come to him. It's come to him. We have reliable information through Dennis Banks, his friend Lee Brightman. He's moving furniture back and forth from door to door to window. His people's temple's going to assassinate me. They're going to finally assassinate me. Because he realizes what he did to us. That's Khan, the man you saw on TV. He's gone madder than the March hare. He's crazier than a loon. He hasn't got his marbles together. You remember Khan that got on behind him, the treasure agent behind him? Well, he's crazy now. He's moving furniture, shoves furniture from door to door and window to window because he says people's temple's going to get me. And he ought to thought of that before he started. Because the Treasury Department thought of it. They knew how ferocious we were. They knew that every blessed one of them that used all of them, Cobb, Myrtles, all of them ought to have had enough sense to know that if there's one of us left alive, they would never get by with their shit. Peace. Some of them are sitting there thinking, well, I've got by all this time, so it's nothing. But old Mr. Khan's got his shit together better than the rest of them because he's thinking, well, hell, that don't mean nothing. Be just like him to wait a long time. He knows Jim Jones better than some others. So I pulled some shit on him today and nothing happened tomorrow. Nothing happened next week. You ain't out of trouble. Jim Jones got a memory like an elephant. And if he hasn't, he's got several followers that do have. Peace. When those fuckers really want to worry is when all the calm has begun to settle. When everything's out of the papers and all of it's ended. That's when they got to worry. Because some of my people I can predict, they'll remember. I've had people back there write me, said, you heal me. When I was dying, you saved my child that was dying. You got my youngster out of jail. You did this, you did that. Just tell me what. Just put a word in the newspaper and I'll do anything you ask me to do. Well, I haven't done it. But do you think those people are going to sit forever and let this shit go by? No. Some of them couldn't come because they got husbands that they feel that they want to save, but they really got more guilt. And that guilt makes them want to do something to try to prove something. I mean nothing. I'm organizing. I'm not organizing because I don't give a shit about these people. Those enemies, let them, living will be their own reward. The longer they live, the more their mind's going to torture their goddamn ass because they got nothing to live for and they've got no purposes to survive for. We have. We got our children to keep us going every day and keep our heads straight. That'll keep your head straight. If you haven't got any reason to live, just look at children. That'll give you a reason to live. Wake up that lad there. Bend over there. Mom, let's don't do this. Okay. You see what I'm saying? So I say let them live in their own stew. They're going to, that stew's bad enough. But all they can do night and day is try to fight, figure out more shit to do on us. And knowing that full well they're going to get bored and tired and not be able to stir up enough shit, and finally they'll stir up too much. And they'll get a hold of the wrong person. They've been tempted to mess with Chris Lewis. Chris Lewis is a shithead. I know how much of a shithead is, but when it comes to me, if you go too far, he just seen kill his own mother. I ain't kidding your ass none. He just seen kill his own mother. Fucked with him too far, because he remembers one thing I did for him. And he's not, he's an anarchist. He don't organize his life. But he, if you push too far, oh, they better hope I live long. Some of those people will react if I don't. Whole lot of folk I got out of jail you don't even know about. So they're going to get their own reward. They're suffering every day right now because they don't have anything to live for. Every day we know what we're doing, like Jerry. When he gets something to do, gets up, has a purpose, look how different he looks. Cleaned up, head on straight, talking with sense, even able to laugh for the first time I've ever seen him laugh. That's one of the indications of those who are disturbed. They cannot laugh. If you can't laugh, you better go look in the mirror until you can laugh. Because if we can't laugh at ourselves, we are in bad shape. He told us a reason why not to go back. Most of us will be in jail. What other prophet has to speak? Yes, I see you now. In his affirmative action program, he's dropped that. What was the worst thing I saw he did the other day? Come out for Bakke decision, which is against black people. Then he came out with something worse. Oh, we're dropping out of the United Nations, the International Workers Organization. And there's talk about dropping out of UNESCO. Because it's going communist. That's a beating the damn bushes to go out. Bad business, yes. The president's bowing to pressure. I don't like to live around bigots. Yes. We're under there, no wonder. I got too close to him, I guess. That's why I've lost his mind. This man talked, said at his dinner, talking about stretching the skins of black people. Gonna skin black people and stretch them when the revolution comes. Their revolution. Make lampshades out of black people, Indians. Goddamn people. I'm surprised if some of you ever look back. I don't even hardly remember what the goddamn place looks like. It's getting pushed farther and further and further. And some of us, I see Lewis over there shaking her head, no too. She was born weird in that goddamn mess. Some of you ought to be able to forget California. You ought to be able to forget it, damn it. I'm saying you ought to be able to forget it. I don't remember it. I don't want to remember nothing of it. Just sell it. And by the way, our church was sold. They wanted to pay $150,000 for the church in Redwood Valley, and I said, oh, no. He said, by 5 o'clock, you don't take it, we won't buy. I said, oh, no. You didn't buy, and they're selling that way. I said, if you want to buy it, it's $175,000 cash. We won't buy it. Well, they did it. They bought it for exactly what I told them they had to buy it for. It's all right. It's all right.
Well, I need to look at the mark. I need to look at the effect.